So one of the data we haven't presented yet is we have probably presented in a preliminary fashion is if you were to take the patients from the date of diagnosis, irregardless of their stage, our median survival is actually almost 10 years.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, I can't even tell you how long it's been since I've been doing this show. But before we get into any of that, I want to thank you guys for being part of the show, for listening and all that. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways through my website, markscalia.com. And check out more of that site because I'm constantly updating the calendar. And summer's always changing, so there's always like last-minute shows and things like that. So things happen. So I want you to check out more of that. And the second way you can listen to the show is if you want to be more participant. And you're listening through my website, you can click that speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can be sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. And we've got a few people tonight, which is always good. I want to say hi to Kim and Karen right away, and then we got a bunch of people bouncing on and off. I was going to do the Facebook Live tonight, but I was like, no, it screws up my sound, so until I get that corrected, and no way. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast live. If you can't listen live, you know, we know you're busy, you got things to do, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play and iTunes. And I like to say it that way because it sounds so unprofessional. So now it has been a forever since I've been on this show. So let me bring you guys up to speed as I always do. If you remember, because it's been super so long, let's bring you up to speed about what's been going on with me and the show with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And I can't even tell you. I have not done this show in, oh my God, it's been almost like a month and a half, but the past bunch of shows have been kind of fleeting. And, I mean, I've still got like two or three shows I have to edit that haven't been uploaded. This is going to be one of those shows. But I just, you know, the name of the show is I'm Back. I mean, you get it because it's the 3rd of July and, you know, Independence Day and blah, blah, blah. But that's fine. But, yeah, I've been extremely busy with things and the summer's here, so it's always tricky. I've had a lot of things going on in my personal life. But before I get into any of that, couple things of importance. I have a lot of Canadian friends there listening to this show. They're listening to the podcast version. So let me just say, I know I'm a couple days late, but happy Canada Day. It was July 1st, which is always fun because I saw some people on the trolley today. They were from Toronto. And I was like, our 4th of July is like almost your Canada Day. And your Thanksgiving is our Columbus Day. And, you know, so again, happy Canada Day to my Canadian friends, which I'll be going up to Toronto a few weeks actually, so I'm looking forward to that. Second, I just read this on Facebook, totally bummed me out. Artie Johnson died today. He was 90. I mean, you know, everybody's, you know, people can't last forever. I get that. But, you know, Artie Johnson, very interesting. Started laughing. He was 90. Ugh. And actually, somebody else died today, too. I don't know if one of my listeners can punch that in. Yeah, you just got that. Was it Gone with the Wind star died? I think she died. I thought I saw something like that in, you know, on Facebook and stuff. But here's the thing. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I'm barely on. I don't like it. I don't ever want to be on it. It's just, it's a pain in the ass. I don't want to say, oh, by the way, oh, Lackey just joined. Hey, Lackey, good to see you, my friend. And again, we definitely have to, oh, yeah, what's it, Mickey Mouse? Hi, Mickey Mouse? Who's Hi, Mickey Mouse? Rip Hi, Mickey Mouse. Oh, Olivia de Havilland, that's it. You got the spelling wrong. But good to see you, Lackey. Yeah, I've not been doing a show in a while. I haven't seen you either, man. I'm waiting for you to get something going on with the summer and all that stuff. But yeah, so it's just like people drop it. And that's what's really weird. Like in my personal life, I feel like I'm on a, you know, season finale of Game of Thrones. Because everybody I know has been sick, dying. People's family members, like moms have been dying. Cousins have been dying. A good friend of mine just passed. Maria Falzone, she was a guest on the show back in October. And I mean, she was a sweetheart. And we went to her funeral. And it was the weirdest funeral I've ever been to, which was really fun. It was like a fun funeral. And it was a lot of apprehension on my end because it was the same funeral home my mother was in back in 88. And I have not been in that room since. And I walked in and they got music playing. They got food, like they had pizza. Like, and I'm not joking, like it was like a party because that's what Maria wanted. And I walked up and there's a picture of her near the casket and a bunch of flowers and there's pens. And it said, please, would you sign my casket? And I'm not making it up like at all. Lackey, when I die, I don't want anyone staring at my dead body at the funeral. Well, that's the thing. It was a closed casket, but she found a casket that was biodegradable and all this stuff. And you could sign it. She wanted everybody to sign her casket. And I saw that and I fucking laughed so hard. Like, and it was such a good thing because I walked in. I'm like, oh, this is going to be miserable. It's going to be miserable. It's going to be miserable. And it was exactly opposite of what I thought it would be. So, but yeah, like everybody's like, but I'm in that demographic now. I'm in that age group where people are getting sick and just randomly. And I got to, you know, say to my wife just had a birthday yesterday. And unfortunately, she got sick. She got like a stomach intestine thing. So she had to go to the doctor and stuff like that. But she's doing good. She's not in any danger. But it just totally fucking ruined her birthday. So I'm like, oh, thank God I have another week to prepare for this. What is it? Why have people getting weak in the knees looking at your dead body? That's funny. So that's what's been going on that end. And of course, the summertime's been busy and I've been getting a lot more shows on Wednesday, which is weird. That's why I haven't done this show again. And it is the summer because it's slow. But then when a gig comes, I got to actually take it. So here's some more big news. Last year, I know some of you guys know this. I started, what does my wife say? Ella, so glad my GI issue made your life easier. GI Joe. Ooh, there we go. GI issue. So many of you know, I started doing stand-up paddleboarding last year, and I totally enjoyed it, absolutely loved it. And I wanted to buy a board, but the board I wanted was, at the time, was $1,200. And it was a whole package. It's inflatable. It's portable. It's all that stuff, which is fantastic. So I was like, you know, I'm renting the boards and I really want to do it. And the convenience of having my own board made sense because when you rent a board, you're at the kind of discretion of who's ever renting them. So sometimes they don't rent until like 11 o'clock or noon and they only rent for like maybe 5 or 6 hours. So I'm up in the morning and I'm like, I'm at the beach at 7:30, 8 o'clock. So I want to be on the water at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I can't. So I did some research, and I found a couple different options. I found the board I wanted, and of course, now they changed the model, so now it's bigger. So I'll just get to the point, because I know it's going to be a long, drawn-out story, but I'll get to the point. In any case, the board I wanted, they didn't have, and I could order it, but it was back-ordered, blah, blah, blah. I could buy a new one, but it was $1,200, and it didn't come with a paddle, which you would think, paddle, board, it's in the name. What the fuck? Anyway, so I was like, I didn't want to do that because the paddles run anywhere from $175 to $375. They're ridiculous. And I was like, this is going to be like a $1,600, you know, thing. And I'm not using the, I mean, I might use it 10, maybe 15 times a year. And this is what I was thinking before I had one. And I'm like, I cannot justify like almost a $2,000 purchase. Then you got to buy the Life Vest and all the other stuff. So I'm like, meh. So I started walking out of REI. So I looked up what I had researched, and they have, of all things, a BIC SUP board. BIC. You know, like the lighters and the pens? BIC, B-I-C. And I went, really? Well, let me check it out. But there were 10 people that bought it, and I think six of them gave it a 5 review, and like four of them or three of them gave it a 4 review. But everybody loved it. And I'm like, well, you know, for like $600, it's probably worth it. Because how often am I going to do it? Even if it sucks, I can return it. And if I, you know, like it, then it's great. So I bought it, got it, took it on the water yesterday. I felt so mobile. And I mean, it felt like when I got my car for the first time. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, like the first time you got a car, you felt, I guess, grown up and important and powerful. Like you could go anywhere. You could do anything. There were no limitations. I felt like that yesterday. And then today I had to work, which sucked because all I wanted to do was be on the board today. And I've been on the bike and I've been on the board and I've been trying to eat better because I went to the doctor. I've had my own GI issues, like not major, but it's affected my personality and my moods. I've been suffering some like bizarre mood swings. So now that I'm eating better, everything's a little stabilized out. And I got another appointment with a doctor and blah, blah, blah. But being on the board is unbelievable. Absolutely love it. I just want to be on the board. So tomorrow, because it's 4th of July, I may be on the board. I don't know. Happy birthday, America. Here I am. So, and speaking of that, did I cover everything? Yeah, here's the last thing I did want to cover. Because I've been doing the shows very infrequently, and I love doing the show. Don't get me wrong. I love the listeners. I love the show. I love the production. I love all of it. I think after 6 years and 200-plus shows, I may reorder the way the show works. Now, I may go to a once-a-month show, even though I'd love to stay on a once-a-week show. I just don't have the, to be honest, there's a lot of effort that it doesn't seem like much because you're like, I listen to you talk for 20 minutes and I'm bored of you. How is this prep? So I may go to once a month. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it out there to the group and I'm going to say, hey, does once a month sound good? Like the first Wednesday of the month or the last Wednesday of the month, something like that. Or the second Wednesday of the month, whatever it is. But it's definitely going to stay on Wednesdays because I actually love it on Wednesdays. But I'm really thinking at that because to not do a show for as long as I haven't done a show in the past, you know, bunch, I think getting back in a routine is be good because I miss you guys. I really want to be part of that. So we got to stay together. So tomorrow is the 4th of July and I saw a bunch of stuff. Once a month works for me. It's a good way to keep up. I appreciate that, Lackey. I think that may be where to go. Plus it would keep my own interest too and it wouldn't feel like I have to do it. So anyway, tomorrow is 4th of July, and I just saw this, the Facebook, because I'm on Facebook only for tonight, just going through this, the Facebook, the Twitter sphere, the world of social media is losing their shit, because apparently Donald Trump wants to do a parade or something. So as a result of that, we have to do a White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
Okay. I just love it how he says, I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Like God went, I'm going to make a jobs president and I'm going to assign it to you. Anyway, so here's the thing. I know I've been away for a while, but the White House and the government and the country is still a fucking nightmare. It's a total dumpster fire. I was watching the presidential debate, the first one. I didn't catch the second one, to be honest with you. I watched the first one. It is a fucking, Donald Trump provides much humor. He does. I watched the first one, and I gotta say, this was, I was waiting for like Simon to just hit an X. Like, this is America, doesn't have talent. I just, it's a shit show. Everybody's like, and it's just insane. It is literally a carnival at this point. And I thought the operational government was a fucking carnival. And the more you think this can't get worse, it just does. It is fucked beyond. I don't even get it. How much about him shaking hands with Kim Jong-un? Here's the thing. And I know he tweeted that. He tweeted, hey, Kim, Lil Kim, here's the deal. I'm going to be in your neighborhood. If you want to hang out, maybe get a latte. That worked out. You and I would get a haircut together. Kim Jong needs a new haircut. If we can hang out, maybe do some mani-pedis. I'm in the area. What do they call it? DM me. Why don't you DM me? And everybody's like, it makes us look weak. No, it doesn't. It makes us look stupid. It just, how can you communicate to world leaders through Twitter? And I mean, maybe that's where we're going. Maybe that's the way it should be. That we just, you know, text Kim Jong-il. Hey, Kim, smiley face, poop emoji, missile, eggplant. Is that how it works? Like, here's the thing. I don't even know if Trump knows what all the emojis mean. Because I know I don't. I know a smiley face means happy. And I know a poop emoji means bad. That's what I know. That's literally, that's my, I know more Pokemon than I do emojis. And that's honest. Like, I know Pikachu. I know Squirtle. I know more of them than I do emojis. But maybe that's the way it's going to go. Maybe Trump should just, you know. And here's the thing. I want everybody to be BFFs. I don't care. What's that? That little shrug emoji could be used? I don't know. I think staying in communication with everybody is good. And at least that way. What's it? Do you remember the Flo-B from the? Yes, I do. Yes. Is that what he needs? Is that the end of the White House? I wasn't even finished. Jesus Christ. The sound editor. This is crazy. See, I got sidetracks on emojis. And Pokemon. That's the problem. Anyway, God bless America. That's all I got. Speaking of that, let's take our first and only break. It's a quick one. It's only 5 minutes. When I come back, it's good to be back on, guys, and I'm glad that you're all here. Oh, my God. Lackey just posted this whole thing. I got to read this on the break. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
The Arabic weather report is brought to you by V8. Make sure you pick up enough V8 for Ramadan. You don't want to say, oh, I could have jihad a V8. I hope you are enjoying this Arab spring. Temperatures will remain cool tonight, and there will be no ISIS on the road because it's too warm. But really, be careful. It's pretty dangerous out there. Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday, where we all wish we were back in Palestine. This has been the Arabic weather report.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Most American colonists were still loyal to King George up until the 1770s. But when England subjected her subjects to increased control over colonial affairs, it started a revolution.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world.
A 5-man committee was appointed to draft the Declaration of Independence. This outlined the colony's desire for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Are you happy now, Clark? She's deaf.
Oh, what's the difference? It was fun anyway. Let's have a drink. What do you say?
The first July 4th celebration happened on July 8th, when the document was publicly read in Philadelphia.
Frank, I have something here that I need to read to you from Barbara. Frank, if you're fat monkey heart is still beating, then congratulations. I want you to know that I hereby leave all of your money to Bruce Mathis, the real father of my children.
What?
The crowd reacted with gunfire, bonfires, and fireworks. This custom was borrowed from England, of all places, which is how subjects rang in their king's birthday. Only in the colonies, they were celebrating the king's symbolic funeral.
In time, you will see that this is the best thing.
In time, you'll drop dead and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
During the Revolutionary War, troops celebrated the Declaration's anniversary with double portions of rum.
Why is the rum gone?
Since then, the holiday has been celebrated in good times and in bad, in war and in peace. American communities rally together, all because of that small act of bureaucracy in 1776 that started a free nation.
Kermit, are you sure that the Continental Congress was really like this?
Well, actually, yes. The history books tell us it was a lot like this.
But where will it all end?
Well, in their case, it ended with the Declaration of Independence and the founding of the United States of America.
And in our case?
What else? Song cue!
You're welcome!
There is a brotherhood of men.
A benevolent brotherhood of men.
In mind.
Into one brotherhood of men.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in,
modulate.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I read Lackey's entire thing. He actually wrote, I don't know if he copied and pasted it, but apparently he had the Floby. He wrote down all the stuff from the Floby. But one of the funniest things is, he goes, the product was advertised as being capable of performing hundreds of precision layered haircuts. Hundreds of, you mean individual haircuts? It's just precision layered haircuts, it says. So funny. So, guys, I want to say we're just about ready to wrap the show, and it's been good to be back on. Give me a little bit of exercise, but I think, yeah, I will do a – I think Radio Irregardless is going to change a little bit again, because it, I think everything should change, evolve, learn from itself, grow, and all that happy Zen stuff. So I was going to say bullshit, but it's not bullshit. So I think, you know, kind of an evolution of where it goes is kind of good. So let me tell you where I'm going to be before we wrap the show up. Tomorrow, of course, 4th of July. I hope you guys enjoy the festivities. Do not blow your hands off or anything like that. Be good. Fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts, by the way, because that's where I'm from. But they're fine in New Hampshire. So if you want to blow some shit up, go to New Hampshire, because it's live free or die. And apparently, if those are your two options, then fuck it. Pick one. So, and then, of course, Friday, I don't know what I got going on. Maybe just kind of chilling like a villain. And then Saturday night, I'm going to be in Lincoln, New Hampshire at Gene's Playhouse. Now, I was there a long time ago. Well, a long time ago. I was there 4 years ago and absolutely had a ball. It's a great little theater and it's just fantastic. So as always, guys, if you want to be a sponsor or a guest, you want to leave a question or comment, email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com or call the hotline 978-219-9294. And if you don't, then Google will shut it off. I hope to be back either July 21st or 31st from Toronto. We'll see you soon.
Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis.
All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just gonna want to play.